The Cars on Bob's Breakfast, 91.9 Bob FM. Late bus, 6.05 is a half hour late to Dr. George Hall School. 6.05, 30 minutes late. Thank you, Frost Wetter, Oakland Insurance Brokers, Lindsay. So, Lindsay, Little Theater has another production coming up, and it begins this weekend. And we have the producer and star of the show, producer Catherine Wooldridge Condon and Meg Duncan are here to talk about Barefoot in the Park. So, Catherine, maybe we can start with you, and you can give us an idea of a little bit about Barefoot in the Park, because it's something we've heard of.
Yeah, it's a very popular play through the years, and it's even been made into a movie. It's a romantic comedy about two very, very newlywed people.
Yes.
And their trials and tribulations moving into their very first apartment.
And the
characters they meet as well.
So it's a rom-com. This is a little different from the last play you were involved in, which you were director of, which was Skin Flick.
Yep.
Which was
a different subject matter.
Titillating, at the very least.
Yeah. Well, is it, though? Newlyweds, you know?
Yeah.
There are a lot of references similar.
Yes, yeah, there are. Because it's sort of, this is the 60s. We're setting it in the 60s. So a lot of the sort of free love. That's sort of my character's. She's a little bit of a hippie, and he's very much not.
Well, it could be interesting. This is a Neil Simon play, and Meg, this is your first time actually in a role on stage. You've got the starring role in this thing.
I do. At LLT, it's my first time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only ever done costumes before this.
Is that right?
We're very excited.
Yes.
Stepping into the limelight a little bit.
And
we also have one of our newer actors, Nathan Copeland, will be playing Paul.
My husband.
Across from Corey, and it's just been amazing to watch their connections and how hard they work outside of being at the theater to make this work on stage. It's fun to watch them, to say the least. So.
Do you agree that you're a lot more comfortable with someone who you know off the stage when you're working with them on the stage?
We talked about it before when we first sort of got cast. I said, I don't know how I would do this with someone I didn't know, like at least not with a stranger. Because I know Nate from so many other plays. We've been in almost everything I've ever done at LLT together on crew. And so being able to do it together on stage is a lot, there's a lot less pressure, I think. Between learning the lines and relying on each other, it's easier to do because we know each other.
I'm sure you can feel the enthusiasm, can't you, Julie?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I like just watching her talk. Like,
thank you.
She's very infectious.
Yes.
Both of them are, but you know, I don't know what to, I'm trying to think of questions to ask, but it's just fun listening.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job of talking it up. Then, Catherine, who else is in the cast that we can look forward to see?
Colin Dussum, who is also in Skin Flick.
He was.
He's been in our last few productions, sort of what I consider a rising star. He's
yes,
so adaptable and directorable. And if you say do something, he's like, how? Yep, got it done.
Yep.
Boom.
It's pretty amazing. A new actress.
How does he fit in there then if he's not your husband and it's a, you know, is he just one of the characters you come across?
A telephone repairman with a little bit of an attitude.
No.
I would say. we have Lisa Guthrow. She is new to Lindsay Little Theater. Spent a lot of time on stage elsewhere, playing the mother.
My mom.
And knocking it out of the park. And we have Anthony Jackson, who's a vet to LLT. So I know that a lot of fans will just be happy just to see him out there doing his thing. It's always reliable.
Yeah.
And we have Jeff Condon, who's first time ever on stage. So that's exciting, too.
Yes.
Awesome.
I did not forget anybody.
No, you didn't. That's
awesome.
Everyone.
But we should mention who are the directors, because you are in the producer's role this time.
Sophie is our director, and she's this is her first production with LLT as a director. And she's doing really well, really good at expressing how she feels and what she wants. So I'm looking forward to seeing her vision come out on the stage.
And she's really stepped up for us, Sophie Kurtzidis, and she's done a lot for us. We're grateful.
Okay, awesome. So it's Barefoot in the Park. It's Neil Simon's play, and it starts this coming weekend at Lindsay Little Theater. When are your show times?
8 p.m. on the Friday and Saturday shows, and the first weekend we have a matinee at 2 p.m. on the Sunday.
Okay. So.
on the 26th. Yes. And then the second weekend is June 1st and May 31st. They're both at 8.
Okay, Lindsay Little Theater. Quickly, a couple of other things that are coming up with Lindsay Little Theater.
Oh, we have a comedy review sketch night. So check out the website if you're interested in it. Dave Kavanaugh, a comedian in the area, is leading it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then we have Harvey, a huge show. Really excited, cast of 12, and that will be July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
So I'm sure we'll be talking about that as it approaches as well.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. But Barefoot in the Park this weekend and next weekend, a romantic comedy, and of course tickets are at the Academy Theater box office.
Yes, they are.
For this, but the actual shows are at Lindsay Little Theater on George Street.
Perfect.
Just to be clear. Okay.
Thank you.
Catherine and Meg, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great time.